Dre Rocka, 92.5 The Beat of Salt Lake, All Rock Media, and you are listening to the Will Wonder Pod.
Bars, let's go, y'all. This is Gabino Grimes, Mike Masters Alliance, Rap Battle's finest out here in Utah, and you are now listening to one of my best friends' podcasts, the Will Wonder Pod.
Real quick, let me just start off by saying this is Peter Rosenberg, your forever 24/7 champion, host of the GP Podcast, and I want to shout out the Will Wonder Podcast.
What's going on? This is Brisk Warner, and you're checking on my man DJ Will Wonder on the Will Wonder Podcast. Yeah.
What's up, everybody? This is Emerson Kennedy, world famous Scarlett Johansson lover, world renowned Jordan denier, and I hope you are tuning into my personal favorite podcast, the Will Wonder Podcast. That's my brother for real. He has terrible takes, but I'm still listening, man. Will, what's up?
What's up? What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, episode 139 of the Will Wonder Pod. Hope everyone's doing well. I'm tired. I'm a little sleepy. I went to WWE Monday Night Raw last night and just really didn't sleep well afterwards. Maybe I was just, you know, so hyped and amped from watching some good wrestling, but went to that with my guy Dre Rocka and his son. It was really cool. His son's very first ever wrestling event. And also went with my guy Daniel from Jazz Nation. All friends. But you know, if you only listen to this podcast, that's how you would know them. I don't like in my phone, it doesn't say Daniel from Jazz Nation. It just has his name. But anyways, we had a good time. Always fun to catch some wrestling. And then they said, oh, hey, by the way, we'll be back in February. Oh, okay, cool. And then get an email this morning. Oh, tickets are on pre-sale already. Like, goddamn, WWE. You just took my money. I just saw you last night. Now you want more. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens if we're able to make that February show. Went and bought some... Switching lanes here. Went and bought some Halloween decorations with my son over the weekend, which we're almost there. Very close. Don't forget, if you have a movie you would like me to review for 31 Days of Halloween, DM me on Instagram at The Will Wonder Pod, or you can email djwillwonderslc@gmail.com with those suggestions. I have a few slots opened. Speaking of horror films, last week I got my back injection that I was telling you all about. And if I'm going to be honest, it wasn't that bad. It was a little awkward. Definitely felt like something was growing in my back. There was a lot of pressure, I guess is the best way to put it. But I wouldn't say it necessarily hurt. But my foot did go very, very numb afterwards, which they said could potentially happen. But the good news is, numbness is pretty much out of my leg. It is still in my toe, but the top of the foot is definitely losing or going back to what a normal feeling foot would feel like. So that's very good news. They said it could take anywhere from 2 days to 2 weeks to see the full potential of what the shot can do. So let's keep our fingers crossed, because I would love to just have a regular foot again, regular feeling foot. I mean, and I think that's all the updates I have for you. Music has been slow. I know I like to say this is a sports and music podcast, but... Oh, wait, no, something great did happen. Nas and Hit-Boy released Magic 3 on Thursday night, Friday morning, depending on when you get your music. Really, really enjoyed it. What they've been able to do as a team is just incredible. Make sure you check that out if you haven't. If you're listening to this podcast and you follow this podcast and you're a fan of hip-hop, you've probably already listened to it. But I really enjoyed Magic 3, so shout out to them for almost what it feels like keeping hip-hop alive this year. In the year of its 50th birthday, it's been low-key disappointing. High-key? Medium-key? I don't know. It's been disappointing. Either way, I'm not going to spend too much more time on this intro because I'm tired. Work is crazy. If you're in the tech world, you know end of quarter sucks. And it just seemed to hit early this end of quarter. Not the last week, but the last 2 weeks. So coming up, my guy Hoop and I will go over week 2 of the NFL and give our predictions for week 3. Enjoy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, week 2 in the NFL is officially over. Had some big comebacks, Not too many like big time upsets, but we'll get to all of these. I've got my guy Hoop with me. Hoop, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Excited to talk some football. Man, let's just get started. We'll get started, and then we'll get to some of these games that were fucking nuts. Thursday night, the Eagles beat the Vikings, who, man, Minnesota falls to 0-2. Philly 2-0, led by Jalen Hurts. One touchdown, one pick, 193 yards passing. But let's not forget, they decided to let DeAndre Swift run. 28 carries, 175 yards, one touchdown for him. A little scuffle on the sideline between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. I think Brown was a little upset he wasn't getting targeted more. He only ended up with 29 yards on four catches.
They showed that disagreement, and then the very first play of the next drive, they threw him like a five-yard hitch, and you could see Hurts like, there, now shut up.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Yeah.
I mean, Devontae Smith had less targets, same amount of catches, but, you know, had 131 yards.
Yeah, those two deep balls.
Yeah. Yep. I think Cousins, four touchdowns, 364 yards, nothing on the ground for Minnesota rushing wise. Justin Jefferson, again, it's like Justin Jefferson wakes up and gets like 125 yards minimum receiving, 11 receptions, 159 yards. I guess I'd ask you this, Hoop. You know, a lot of times a team starts 0-2. It's a bad omen for them doing anything, getting to the playoffs, anything like that, unless you're, you know, the Bengals of last year. You think Minnesota could potentially be done here already, week two? What are your thoughts?
No, I don't think they're done, because at the end of the day, in their division, they're one game back of first place.
Yeah.
They're 0-2, but the Lions and Packers are 1-1, and the Lions got the big win to open the year and then kind of shit the bed against the Seahawks at home,
mm-hmm.
and lost. So the Packers didn't look that good at all in the second half against the Falcons. So I'm going to say, given their division, they're nowhere near out of the playoff race, because they're going to get the Bears twice, and the Bears just look awful. So that's probably two wins in their division. And then if they split with either the Packers or Lions, they're right back in there.
Yeah. One thing that's, I don't know, I mean, we're only two games in, but I don't feel like the Eagles defense is performing like it should. I mean, they had crushed
I think the D line okay. is playing well, but they've had some, I think they had two or three DBs go down. They had two not even start the game. Mm-hmm. And then Maddox got hurt during the game and went down. So even having the front line cause as much havoc as they're causing, the back end gets healthy, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And then also, I mean, the offense is so good, it can make up for whatever happens.
I had this thought, like, we need to, anytime that Jalen Hurts scores on that quarterback sneak that they do, that should not be counted towards touchdown numbers, because it's literally just stealing at this point when they line up and do that.
Yeah.
Like he's going to have 17 rushing touchdowns, and 14 of them are going to be quarterback sneaks.
Yeah. For real. I was shocked with DeAndre Swift in this game. I mean, he's had, you know, for the Lions, he had like decent games, but they just ran the hell out of him in this one. 175 yards. I don't remember the last time I saw a Philly running back like do that much damage. Was it Shady? Yeah, I guess, huh?
Probably.
Shady McCoy, yeah. I can't believe I just called him Shady. That felt gross. God. Hey. Anyways, we'll move on. Eagles move to 2-0, Vikings 0-2. The Bills just, I don't know, we don't even really need to go heavy on this game, but the Bills just dismantled the Raiders in Buffalo. Jimmy G, two picks, one touchdown. Josh Allen, three touchdowns, 274 yards passing. James Cook, I don't know. Maybe there's a running back in Buffalo now. You know what I mean? Like we always say, Josh Allen's the best running back they have, but he had 123 yards rushing. And then, of course, Damian Harris and Latavius Murray sniped those touchdowns from him. They both get one. Yeah. Nothing for James Cook for fantasy owners there. But anything on this game, or should we just move on? You think just the Raiders stink?
I think check down Jimmy got him a little bit. He didn't really look like a franchise quarterback on the day. Yeah. The Bills, we have said for years now, like they made a concentrated effort to run the ball, which they haven't done over the past couple of years. And if they're able to do that consistently, then yeah, there'll be a problem. But Josh Allen took care of the football for a change. He's got to do that consistently also. But the Raiders just, they're, I don't know, outside of Max Crosby, can you think of anybody on their defense that might be? Yeah. So, like, unless Jimmy G and the offense can score a lot more, they're not going to be able to keep up. Especially because they're going to have to play the Chiefs, who are eventually going to figure it out and score points.
Right. Yeah. Next game, we'll go to Baltimore-Cincinnati. Baltimore gets the win 27-24 in Cincinnati. Joe Burrow looks, I mean, like a whole different person compared to week one. Two touchdowns, one pick, 222 yards. Jamar Chase. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he gets gets hurt. Also, you get Jamar Chase, 8 targets, 5 receptions, 31 yards. So definitely need to get more from him. And I don't know. It was weird. Like you look at Lamar Jackson's box score and it's, you know, 2 touchdowns, 237 yards passing, 54 yards rushing. But it just feels like he did so much more in this game. I know that kind of sounds weird, but just stuff that doesn't seem to show up there. Baltimore goes to 2-0, Cincinnati 0-2 for, you know, this is the second year in a row that that's happened, starting out 0-2. Any thoughts on this one?
Cincinnati's the 0-2 team that might be in the most trouble just looking at their division.
Yep.
Like, like the Browns haven't looked great, but they haven't looked absolutely awful either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you watched the Monday night game last night. It was pretty hard to watch offensively. Like, offensively, both teams stunk.
Yeah.
But defensively, they're like the Browns are looking good. Pittsburgh's defense was flying around. I think the defense outscored the offense for the second straight week for Pittsburgh or something like that.
That's crazy.
They're clearly balling at Baltimore. So like Cincinnati starting 0-2 against two division games, like that's where the trouble lies. Like they're gonna have to figure it out.
Yeah, it's a tough setback. Long season, but yeah, it's definitely they'll be fighting from behind for sure. Next game, Chiefs Jaguars. I watched almost this whole game, so the Chiefs end up winning 17-9. And I had texted you about this. These were three separate drives where Trevor Lawrence threw to a receiver. One was Ridley. One I believe was Kirk, and then I think it was Evan Ingram. All three different drives in the end zone, all three times they got 1 foot down. That's three potential touchdowns there. That's like, all right. One of them was a pretty high pass, and I believe that one was to Kirk. But it's like, damn, man, this game could have been totally different. But Christian Kirk had a great game, 110 yards. I mean, obviously no touchdowns. On the Kansas City side, 2 touchdowns for Patrick Mahomes, 305 yards. He also threw a pick. Sky Moore, 3 receptions, 70 yards. I'm still not, I mean, you said, you know, at some point they'll figure it out. Kelsey looked a little rough coming off of that knee injury, and I'm sure he'll pick it back up, but I'm still just not even like somewhat sold on the rest of these receivers in Kansas City. I know Patrick Mahomes is one of the, I mean, if not the best, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And then you obviously have, Kelsey, but these other receivers, I don't know, man. I don't know. I know you didn't get to watch much of this game, but are there any thoughts on this one?
I didn't watch a single second of this game, so everything you were telling me was news to me. But but yeah, you think about it, Sky Moore's a second-year guy, so he's still coming along. Like he wasn't a first-round pick, so he's not a Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase type. Number one guy right out the gate is going to take a little while. Valdez Scantling, he was always a number two, three guy in Green Bay. He's still a number two, three guy in Kansas City. So I think they might look for wide receiver help. I don't know if Kadarius Toney played in this game, if he looked any better than he did that first week.
He'd 5 for 5, 5 receptions on 5 targets. I think that if I remember correctly, within the first drive, they went to him twice.
Okay. And, yeah. And, but he, even him, like he's not a number one type receiver. So you can do it with role guys because you have Kelce at a tight end who's, he's their number one option and everybody knows it.
Mm.
But with 15 throwing the ball and Andy Reid calling plays, like I just, that's why I say like eventually they're going to figure it out.
Yeah. I do want to say
Jacksonville will be fine too. Cause if Jacksonville was in that game and like you said, like miss, you know, 1 foot down in the end zone, you miss by 6 inches. That's what she said. you know what I mean? So like they'll be just fine along the way too.
Yeah. I want to say one thing about Sky Moore, and this is really about all the, of the NFL. I hate when a wide receiver has a running back's traditional number and he looks like a running back. Sky Moore's out there, you know, number 24, and he's out there wide. And I'm like, who the hell's that running back? Oh, yeah, it is Sky Moore. It throws me off every single time.
My get off my lawn thing with football is people wearing number zero.
Ah, I can't stand it. Calvin
Ridley. one of my receivers at West wears zero. He's a freshman, and he started at wide receiver last week. He wears zero, and I'm like, Cam, you – he's like, well, somebody, I wanted three, but some, a senior took it. He's like, I'll go to three next year. I'll get rid of it. I promise. I was like, all right, cool. Cause he plays quarterback for the JV team. And I'm like, number zero, it just looks, I was like, man, I can't stand it. I maybe that's my old man. I'll be there 40 next week. I hate it.
Jeez. Yeah. You will be 40. Have a happy early birthday. Jesus. No. Be 40.
We're, I'm going to just stay 39.
Yeah. 40 is the new 30 from what I hear. So you're all right. Next game. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about they are who we know they are, or not the, we are, they are who we thought they were. They are who we know they are. The Chargers lose to Tennessee in overtime. What the hell is wrong with this team?
The head coach.
Yeah,
it really is. Like I heard somebody on ESPN yesterday being like, Brandon Staley will not be the coach of the Chargers.
No
way. In the next 3 weeks. Like they're like, if they don't win their next three games, he will not be the head coach there after that. Like there's no way this dude can keep his job after this year after year of just floundering with one of the most talented teams in the league.
Super talented. I mean, Austin Ekeler was out. I guess he was a little banged up, but he also this is kind of crazy. His agent passed away. Super young dude, like 39 years old, some type of cancer, and he was just really close with them. Like this wasn't like an agent that like has like, you know, 50, 60 players that he represents.
This was
like
one of those dudes that he probably knew him his whole life.
And... Yeah. Yep. Younger dude. So really sad. So he took this one off. But even still, man, fucking. Come on. I mean, Keenan Allen, 111 yards, two touchdowns. Herbert, two touchdowns, 305 yards. Ryan Tannehill, man, no picks. One touchdown, 246 yards. You got Derrick Henry, 80 yards. Rushing, one touchdown. Pull it off in overtime. Tennessee gets the win. Chargers fall to 0-2. Yeah.
And that's another 0-2 team that's in trouble. Like that loaded AFC. You know what I mean? Like there's going to be a division that gets two, maybe three teams in, but like if you're not a division champion, you're hoping for the best, and fighting for a wild card spot is going to be no joke.
Yeah.
In the AFC. So every win's going to matter along the way, and starting out 0-2, like statistically, I can't remember exactly what it was. Like there's only like one 0-2 or two times an 0-2 team has won the Super Bowl. In history, and it was like it was the Cowboys the year that Emmitt Smith held out the first two games. They went 0-2, and then then Jerry was like, "Ah, shit. Well, pay him."
Yeah,
paid the man his money. They won the Super Bowl. And then it was like the 09 Giants or something, like 09 or 07 Giants or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Those are the only two teams to ever start 0-2 and win the Super Bowl. So,
jeez.
Odds are stacked against it.
Yeah. And not like we thought the Chargers would even get to the Super Bowl, but still, yeah. That's a fucking...
We thought they'd be a playoff team, which you get in the dance, you have a chance.
That's true. That's true. I don't know. I got to go back and listen. I think I picked the under on them for sure, but yeah, maybe a playoff
team. Well, I think we did just because they'd hurt us too many times.
Yeah, because they are who we know they are.
One more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch really hardly any of this game. And I'm not going to lie to you. When I looked at the score, I was like, wait, what happened? So your Packers and the Falcons. Falcons go to 2-0. They win 25-24. I was watching the score, and it felt like you guys were up. Was it 10-3, and then 24-9 or something like that. And then it just, there was a comeback in the fourth by the Falcons. What did you take out of this game? Your boy, let's give him some love, right? Not a ton of yards here. 3 touchdowns, though, 151 yards, no sacks, or no interceptions, rather. A.J. Dillon had to take a lot of the, I mean, all of the rushing duties. But what happened in this game?
So you saw that the Packers offense is not very good without Aaron Jones in the lineup.
Right.
Because he didn't play. So that's a big part of it. And yeah, Love's not throwing picks. I mean, one of his touchdown passes was one of those jet sweep push passes where he catches it and the wide receiver catches it running full speed behind the line of scrimmage and carries it in. And that was that was the first touchdown of the game. I want to say it was around 11 yards, all yards after catch, right? And that's been my thing is Love's completion percentage on throws past 10 yards is less than 30%.
Okay.
And so everything he's completing is short with yards after catch. You're not going to throw a lot of interceptions when you're not pushing the ball deeper down the field. His second touchdown, again, that was a good throw. I like that one. It was a dig where the kid, I think it was a 32-yard touchdown. The dude caught it at the 16. So half of it was yak, and two Falcons dude missed a tackle. He broke the tackle. So and until he starts completing the ball down the field a little bit more, I'm not going to be yep, I'm sold, because every throw down the field is not there.
Yeah.
But offensively in the second half, the Packers were just bad. I had texted Nick Vick at one point. I was like, how many times in a row are we going to just run on first down? It was run on first down. Oh, hey, you're second and 10, second and 11, second and 9. You're like, okay, well,
yeah,
now you know they're going to throw. And then they went two drives in a row where they started with a pass. It's 11-yard gain out the gate, 13-yard gain out the gate. And you're like, okay, look, you start to mix it up, you'll be better off. But why did you wait till the fourth quarter to do that?
Right.
And so they just – and the Falcons didn't quit. They battled. Bijan Robinson looks incredible.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that.
Space. He juked two dudes on one play for a first down run late in the game on fourth and one.
Dang.
When they were down two. I was just like, ugh, that was,
yeah.
But you know,
yeah, he had 124 yards rushing on 19 attempts, and also had 48 yards receiving on 4 catches. So
yeah, he's going to be a problem for as long as he stays healthy. He's going to be a problem. He looked nice. Packers defense was just on the field a lot in the second half, wore down, and had moments of being good, and the Packers dropped at least one pick that could have been a pick six. I know the Falcons dropped a for sure pick six. At one point, Love threw it, and the corner was between him and the receiver, and the corner managed to drop it. And I was like, ooh. And then I don't know if you saw the clip of his quarterback sneak where they called it the drunkest moment in NFL history, where he just stumbled in between the guard and center and fell over, and the center looked at him like, bro, really?
What are you doing? That's
he funny. Went up to quarterback sneak, but I think he's the only one that thought there was actually a quarterback sneak. Everybody else thought it was a try to draw him off sides moment.
Yeah.
He leaned forward, but the center never snapped the ball, so he just fell in between the center.
I did
and
not
guard.
See that.
I sent it to Nick. I was like, this is your savior.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I better let Nick know that you don't, he said he was gonna order a Jordan Love jersey for your birthday. I'll let him know. Maybe to hold on to that.
He better not. I'm not a jersey guy. I've never actually owned a football jersey ever in life, outside of my own.
Yeah.
So I'm not a jersey guy, but if he does, it will hang nicely in the closet.
Let's go to the next game. Seahawks get a win in Detroit in overtime. Big catch at the end by Tyler Lockett to get his second touchdown of the day. Geno Smith, 328 yards, 2 touchdowns. Lions looked tough, but just couldn't get it done. Jahmyr Gibbs, kind of a weird, not weird, but just underwhelming game for him. 17 yards rushing on 7 attempts, and 7 catches for 39 yards. I don't know. I watched a little bit of this game as well, but I don't know. I don't know. It just felt like the Lions were lining, you know? I mean, we get week one where we're like, oh, okay, maybe it's a different story. But, and not to say the Seahawks aren't a decent team. So I don't know. Anything in this one you want to talk about or anything that you saw?
No, I didn't watch much of this one either. I really just kind of saw clips. Like I was tuned in. Like I told you, I had the Packers game and the Bills game on at the same time. So Ethan wanted to watch his Bills play. So I was just back and forth between those two, along with trying to follow my daughter's softball game out in Nebraska or wherever she was at. But I mean, so I didn't watch much of this one, but CJ Gardner-Johnson, I saw he got hurt, might be out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a big blow. He had everybody get on that ski mask train and for what, but I mean, I still think the Lions will be good. Like we thought the Seahawks would be at least solid. Right. So I don't think it's a horror. It's not a bad loss.
Right. Yeah.
In the sense of things, like that was probably a game where, it could have been a coin flip 50-50 game. The spread probably wasn't too big. So,
yeah,
it happens. I think the Lions will be fine. The Seahawks, Geno playing like that, that'd be good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, look good. Next game, and we won't spend much time on this at all outside of the fact that, you know, Anthony Richardson got a concussion and had to go out of the game. He did, however, have 2 rushing touchdowns, you know, obviously real close to the goal line. One of your son's faves, Zach Moss, 18 carries, 88 yards, 1 touchdown. The Colts,
he was stoked about that. I'm not gonna lie, I told him, I bet. Zach Moss has a touchdown, and I was like, hey, he had a good game.
Cool man. Gardner Minshew comes in, is like pretty serviceable, but again, it's the Houston defense, so who knows. CJ Stroud though, 384 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, but Houston, we knew they were going to be bad. I think Damian Pierce, man, I don't know what the hell's going on with him, but you know, I know he got injured last year, and before that he looked really good, and
catching
this year,
the line.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's a lot of O-line stuff.
You need a good O-line to run the ball. Like, running backs are going to put up numbers based off of offensive line play.
Yeah.
And they're not particularly good. And C.J. Stroud threw for a bunch of yards because they got down. They were down. I think the Colts were up 2-3 scores.
Right.
The majority of the game. So he was throwing the ball all over the place.
Yeah. Well, we won't spend much more time on that. Hopefully Richardson comes back again, like – I said this after
you run the ball a lot, you're going to take hits.
Yeah.
Quarterback, like, concussions are going to happen. Like, it happened because he scored.
Yeah.
But he fell and smacked his head, and that happens. That can happen to anybody. But if he keeps putting himself at risk running the ball as much as he does, cause I think by the end of the game, when he went out, he had almost as many rushing attempts as he did throws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think at the
close to the same number.
Let me pull that up, because I think he had 10. Attempts so passing,
like,
yeah, yep. So, yeah, tough. Boy, this one, man, Bucks 2-0.
we thought it would be exactly what we said.
Baker just looking like a solid, you know, MVP candidate. 317 yards, 1 touchdown. You know, who's looking like an MVP candidate is Mike Evans. Jesus Christ, 171 yards. 1 touchdown, 171 yards on 6 receptions. He did have a 70-yard catch, which is, you know, helps to that number. But still, outside of that 70, still another 100.
I mean, he still had 5 other 101. Catches for 100, which is 20 yards per, which is insane.
Yeah. Justin Fields, man, I don't know. You know, two picks.
He sucks. Say what it is. He's not
good.
I was watching the – what's his name? JT Sullivan on Twitter. He does a QB like breakdown every week, and he goes through film, and he's like, now I don't know the play call, and I don't know how they teach him to read this, but all 4 dudes are open.
Yeah, they did show something on I wasn't on Twitter. I don't remember where I saw it, but yeah, it was something similar to where you see 3 receivers pretty much open, and he's just kind of chilling in the pocket, like, bro, throw the ball.
And then
he
tucks it down and takes a sack. You're like,
yeah,
like, what are you seeing? And I mean, he got drafted to a bad organization, with a bad surrounding team, which you see it happen with young quarterbacks now. If it doesn't work and Chicago moves on from him, maybe he takes a backup job somewhere with a good veteran leader to like help mentor. Like, bad example this week would be Zach Wilson, but he played a really good defense, and he was never going to look good this week against that Cowboys defense because Micah Parsons ate his ass up. But Justin Fields could be in the same boat. Get him behind a guy that has been around, done things for years successfully, and teaches him or a better quarterback coach, whatever it may be. I don't want to shit on the dude and say, well, he's done. But right now he just looks lost.
It's looking bad. It's looking bad for him.
And I love it because we know how I feel about the Bears.
Yeah. Cause fuck the Bears. Yeah,
exactly.
All right, let's move on to the next game. Giants Cardinals. Okay, here's my thought on the Cardinals. They are probably going to lose every single game, but this is what they are going to do.
By design.
That's positive. Yeah, by design. But what they are going to do is ruin any type of better, right? Like, they're going to be that team that just fucks up parlays. Covers
every week.
Yeah, they cover every single week. So just pick the Cardinals to cover, okay? They're going to lose. But pick them to cover. They were up 28-7 in the third quarter. It was there with 3 minutes left or 3.5 minutes left. 28-7 in the third quarter. What the fuck? Saquon Barkley gets a touchdown. Boom. 28-14. Then we head to the fourth quarter. Saquon with another touchdown. Boom. 28-21. He gets injured, by the way, in this game. Then Daniel Jones, Isaiah Hodgins ties it up. And Graham Gano, 19 seconds left. They get that field goal. Again, Cardinals are going to be bad. Connor's probably always going to have 80 to 100 yards rushing, and they are going to cover. That's all I got to say. All I got to say. But it shows, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to think about the Giants. I don't think they're, you know, the Giants receiver-wise, in my opinion, obviously outside of Travis Kelce, are the same shit as the Chiefs. But Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback, not Daniel Jones in Kansas City. So
that's a good comparison. Yeah. I like that comparison. That's fair. And the Cardinals clearly said, hey, shut it down.
Yeah.
We prove that we can play in this league. We're not completely tanking.
Yeah.
Shut it down because Caleb Williams is still available.
Yeah. Shout out to Josh Dobbs, man, who, you know, I made fun of him. I was like, bro wasn't even on the team, and now he's starting like against, you know, the Commanders in week one. I mean, he has 360 yards so far, a touchdown, passing, no interceptions. He also had a rushing touchdown. Like, good for him. Good for him.
He showed up 2 weeks before the season and just coming in there being solid.
Yeah. You know,
who needs camp? Who needs practice?
Yeah.
When you're Josh Dobbs.
Yeah. We need to have him like in an Allen Iverson promo, like practice. Talk about practice. But Giants move to 1-1, Cardinals 0-2. Next game, 49ers-Rams. 49ers go into L.A., and, I mean, it just looked like they were home. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the crowd there, but it was just all red for the most part.
Well, that's every game in that stadium.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Chargers or the Rams, it doesn't matter.
You know what's crazy, too, is, like, SoFi is such a fucking enormous stadium. You know, I went there for WrestleMania, and it's like, man, this is huge. And just imagine if they could get fans of the teams that actually play there, how loud that bitch would be.
Yeah. Well, they'd have to get fans in the area because they migrated from other areas.
That's true. Really,
so, like, their fan bases are so scattered and honestly mad at the organizations for leaving where they, like, St. Louis still pissed. Like, San Diego wanted the Chargers there, but the owners were like, we're not paying for a stadium here. Like, we don't want to stay here. So it's a long ways from happening. They're going to need the kids that are born now to become fans and fill it in 20 years.
Yep, exactly. The kids who were like 8 when the Rams won the Super Bowl, and they're just like, I've been a fan since I was 8.
Yep. Yeah. Them. Yeah. When they're successful working adults and can afford NFL tickets.
Exactly. Let's see. McCaffrey, one touchdown on the ground, 116 yards rushing. He's just, that motherfucker. I mean, we all know how good he is, but he's something else, bro. He's crazy to watch. You know who's really like making a name for himself in the NFL in the first 2 weeks? Puka Nacua.
I was going to say the Utah product or my high school's finest, Puka Nacua.
Bro, 147 yards receiving in this game. I think he's – let me just pull this up because I don't want to say this incorrectly, but I feel like he's like a top two receiver as far as yards go.
Yeah, I think he's number two.
Yep, right behind – well, not right behind, but, you know, Justin Jefferson's a freak. 309 yards for Justin Jefferson, 266 total for Nacua, and three is Tyreek Hill at 255. Like, what?
Yeah, he set the record for the NFL all-time, like, most receptions through two games as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he set the record. I mean, it's helped. I have Cooper Kupp around because the target's got to go somewhere, and Cooper Kupp was getting 15 to 20 targets a game.
Yeah.
They got to go somewhere. And so far they found that he's been it. And actually, I had a buddy that did some training with him when Puka was in high school, and he was like, this dude's 17 and he looks like he's going to be an NFL receiver. Like, it doesn't matter where he goes to school, it doesn't matter what he does. And so he's been different his whole life.
That's awesome. Good for him. Good for him. Rams fall to 1-1, San Fran 2-0. I think San Fran's gonna win that division.
I still do. Yeah.
Yeah. our friend, I mean, depending on the week, we call him a friend. Robert Chacon went down to Dallas.
Hour to hour.
Yeah. He went down to Dallas to watch the Jets and the Cowboys. I mean, poor Zach Wilson, man.
Those tickets, like, I can't wait to, like, I'm going to get to see a good game. The Jets and Rodgers versus my Cowboys. He thought he was going to see a good game.
Yeah.
And when he posted the picture of him snoozing with his feet up, I was like, that's tough.
Yeah. I thought Zach Wilson was going to get murdered by Micah Parsons. Some of those, I don't know if you saw the one. It was like, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. A bad offensive line and a still learning and not very good NFL quarterback.
Yeah.
A very bad mix. Like he hit Garrett Wilson for the long touchdown early.
Right.
And after that, it was done for.
Three picks. I mean, he was their leading rusher, you know, 36 yards on the ground. I don't know if you saw Breece Hall's comments after the game. They said, what happened? Why wasn't this more competitive or something along those lines? And he said, well, I got four touches. That's why.
Which is valid. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense, right? Like, hey, we've got a quarterback that we showed we don't really believe in, so we brought in someone else.
Yeah.
And now everybody's like, well, we believe in him. And I think Zach Wilson in the preseason did look better than years past Zach Wilson. And you would show that he was. Now you throw him back in a game against the top three, probably top two defense in the league.
Yeah.
And he gets lit up and you don't lean on your running backs more, regardless of the score. Regardless of the score, once you get down, you're like, okay, throw the ball more. When they know you're passing, interceptions are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to help the kid out. Like, that's just like, it's kind of a giant fuck you, Zach Wilson, like, from everybody involved.
Yeah. I
mean,
you
set the kid up to get killed.
You look at Breece Hall in week one, and obviously he had a very long run, but he still had 127 yards, right, on 10 carries.
Yeah.
For him to only get four carries in this game, and not even just him, but like I said, Zach Wilson was the leading rusher with five carries, you know, and that's just him running for his life.
Yeah, that's just a bad, like, we mailed it in. Excuse me. We got down early, mailed it in, and we'll go on from there. But that wasn't going to happen. I don't think they do that with Rodgers playing quarterback. I think they would have made a more concentrated effort to run the ball, but
oh, no doubt.
I don't know. Like, the Cowboys defense is good too. Like we said, like that's going to be what carries them and puts them over the top. Should they get there, it's probably going to be the ability of that defense. So
yeah.
It sucks that Chacon flew all the way down there to watch a shitty game, but what do you do?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. We're done talking about his Cowboys. We're, you know, when he's not on this show, 5 minutes max is what we can talk about that team. But Commanders, Broncos, let's talk about it, huh? Mile High, huh? 0-2. Russell Wilson about to be out of there, I think. It was 21-3 in the second quarter, and I was like, God, I even said this. I was watching it. You know, Hobbs sitting there watching it with me, bless her heart. She's like, she doesn't really like football that much. And I'm like, God damn it. God damn it. You know, I'm just sitting there bitching about it. And she's like, would you calm down? It's the second quarter. I'm like, damn it. You know, I'm a scorned Commanders fan, right? I know, like, teams of the past, 21-3 or even like 14-3, the game's over. There's no chance we're coming back. Then get the Logan Thomas touchdown. All right. Okay. 11. Then we get to, and that's a, you know, there's like less than two minutes left. Then we get the ball back. Joey Sly. All right, let's go. Field goal. It's a little more manageable. Let me tell you something, though. The end of this game. Did you watch the end of this game by chance?
The Hail Mary?
Yes, but I mean even before that. So, okay. So the Commanders are up 35-24 with 2 minutes left. And Broncos are down there. I mean, Russell Wilson was just getting, after the first quarter, he was getting annihilated, right? Looked like shit. So they go, okay, we got to kick this field goal. We need, you know, we need, let's see, what was it? 8 points, more than 8 points anyways. Okay, kick this field goal. All right, now we need eight. Bro, that's a minute 50. Then they get the ball back. This 50 fucking yard Hail Mary, it gets tapped around. I'm like, somebody knock it down, and just ends up in Brandon Johnson's hand. Who, yeah, I know what you're saying. Who's Brandon Johnson exactly? 33-35. I'm like, my God. I looked at her. I said, I told you. I fucking told you in the second quarter. But they stop them. They stop that 2-point conversion. No, you know, don't worry about it. Sam Howell, Sam Mahomes, what are we calling him out there? 299 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's dropping that thing everywhere. Brian Robinson, 87 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns, also had a receiving touchdown. Tough, bro. Okay. 2-point conversion also. Feels good to be 2-0 in Washington. I will say this, though. I mean, Denver, who do they play next? We'll get into that. Oh, the Dolphins. Bro, I think Russ's time as a starter might be coming to an end very soon, but I don't know if you watched any of this, but your
who's
thought?
The backup in Denver before you can't, like, they're not going to go to some no name backup.
Stidham. And from what I understand, that, let me see. Let me make sure I'm getting this right as my phone goes somewhere else. From what I understand, that's Sean Payton's guy. Right?
Well, Sean Payton has loyalty to Jarrett Stidham. Nobody has loyalty to Jarrett Stidham. Not even Auburn fans like Jarrett Stidham.
That's fucked up. I'm just saying, don't be surprised if Russ can't, you know, he's not cooking anymore. And Sean Payton's like, hey, I didn't take this fucking job to be 0-3 with Russ, who I made the comment about, like, hey, stop kissing babies, you're not running for office. Don't be surprised if homeboy sits down and they, you know, I don't know, maybe make a trade to New York Jets. I don't know. We'll see. Go ahead. Any thoughts on this game? I'm just going to put that out there.
What an absurd take that is. But, I mean, the Broncos, I didn't think they'd be all that good anyway. Like, Russ hasn't shown to be a whole lot better. Your Commanders, hey, find a way. 2-0, that's all that matters.
2-0, baby.
I've always been a Sam Howell fan. I thought he was good at North Carolina. I thought he'd be solid. He's doing what he can do right now. But yeah, I didn't watch much of this game. I caught the end of it, but that was it. And
yeah,
I don't really care.
All right, we'll move on. I'm loving Sam Howell, though. Like, at least his demeanor, because, like, he'll fuck up on some plays and he's just like, all right, I feel like he just doesn't, he's not worried that he's going to be taken out of the game. You know what I mean? Like, go ahead, there's your team. Eric Bieniemy, Sam Mahomes. Okay, we're going to move to Sunday night. Miami, New England. Miami wins 24-17. Mostert, 2 touchdowns, and looked really good on the ground, man. 121 yards, 18 carries. Tua didn't have to do anything crazy. 1 touchdown, 1 pick. I don't know. Mac Jones was okay. Same thing. 231, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. Ramondre Stevenson, only 50 yards. There's really no run game there. Zeke looks like shit. Zeke looks like Zeke of last year, which, you know, shouldn't be surprising. Anything on this one? Did you enjoy the Sunday night game?
I mean, it was football, so I enjoyed it. Like, it wasn't a great game. If you think about it, really the highlight of the game came from the field goal block where the dude motioned in from the outside and blocked the field goal. Like, that's been the most replayed thing from that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent him to the special teams coordinator. They scared him the next time. We better put that in this week. And, yeah. And then he goes, yeah, everybody text me the clip of that. Well, they said on the broadcast, every team in the country is going to put this in.
Yeah.
Well, coming at you hot, Skyline. It's coming. But no, it was an all right game. I felt like the Patriots, they did get that bad call with the helmet. The helmet hit late in the game instead of forcing a fourth down where they could have got the ball back and a chance. They didn't really get it, but Dolphins found a way to win. Tua didn't play great, but he wasn't absolutely horrible either.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots did a pretty good job containing Hill for the most part. Christian Gonzalez looked good at corner for the Patriots.
Yeah, so. He did. And our boy Nick Vick almost got that first down at the end of the game.
Yeah. See, when you pitch it to a lineman, if that's what the game is riding on, you're never in a good spot.
Screwed. Yeah. He was so close. That poor lineman, man, made a super athletic play for a lineman.
I still think that they should have measured it, because if you looked at it like from the angle, like you saw behind, he fell almost right where the chains were at. Like, at least spot the ball wherever you think it's supposed to be spotted and measure it. You reviewed it and said, oh, well, he's short.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't so far short that it didn't warrant a measurement to me.
Yeah. You almost want to be like, just like, you know, he's worried about fumbling, but it's like, I don't know. Put the ball out. You know what I mean? Well, what do you got to lose besides the game, which you're already probably going to lose? But
yeah,
but that was fun. Monday night games. I was at Monday Night Raw wrestling last night, so I didn't really see either one of these. Before leaving for wrestling, I thought to myself, who the fuck thought it would be a good idea to put the Saints and Carolina on a Monday night football game on a nationally televised audience?
It was their way to get those two teams out of the way for the year, because now they don't have to put them back on Monday night again. Yeah.
We'll start with that one, because looking at it again, I didn't watch this at all, but looking at it, Saints win 20-17. Derek Carr, 1 pick, 228 yards. Taysom Hill got some run in this one, 75 yards on 9 carries. Chris Olave, 86 yards receiving, and Bryce Young, number one pick, 153 yards, 1 touchdown. That touchdown to Adam Thielen. Anything on this game? Did you watch a ton of this after the Steelers?
It was almost over when I got home from football practice last night.
Ah, okay.
So I didn't see it. I kind of followed the score a little bit, but I didn't see anything from it. Don't expect the Panthers to be great this year. Like, Bryce Young going to be doing what he can do, but I don't know what receivers he has left there. I think Robbie Anderson's still there, maybe, but not a whole lot going on there. They'll be decent in what's a pretty weak division. Like, the Bucks are 2-0 right now, but I still don't think anybody believes the Bucks are a great team. So I think the Saints will still be in a good spot. Derek Carr looks decent. Jameis Winston just doing unintentionally funny shit. Just the way he runs is funny. Everything he says is funny. Like, I don't know if you saw the clip from their first game when Derek Carr's like, I want to hit Shaheed on a go. And Jameis just looked over. He's all, yeah. Like, we're talking to me, just chimes in. You're like, bro, you're not even trying, and you're hilarious.
Yeah, that's a weird cat, but he is very funny. All right, the other game, Brown Steelers. And I get a text from you, I mean, in our group text, saying, oh, man, or I want to get the exact what you said about Nick Chubb. Let's see. You said, damn, Nick Chubb's done. And I was like, what happened? Because that is I like Nick Chubb as a player, and that's also like my number one guy in fantasy football. And
but what do we say about fantasy, Doug?
Nobody gives a shit about your fantasy. But man, I felt bad for him, man. I really do like him as a player, and he seems like a really cool dude too, like really humble, nice guy. And Jesus, that just was not good.
Did you see the picture of it today?
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw it last night, actually, and it was like, ugh.
It's rough. Like, you never want to see that happen to a dude, and it's part of the game. You're like, man, that, like, it doesn't matter how much you lift, how much you work on whatever, like, stuff like that can just happen, and it, knees aren't supposed to bend that way.
Yeah. Yeah, awful. Steelers get the win 26-22 in Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett, one touchdown, one pick, 222 yards. It also feels like Pittsburgh, like, I don't know, I could be wrong here, but Najee Harris may not be that guy, you know, that, like, a lot of people thought he would end up being. He just hasn't, like, done much.
Again, look at the rush totals for Pittsburgh as a whole last night, and it was awful. That whole line was not run blocking worth a shit. Now, that's where I say the Browns defense has been playing really well, because their D-line is nice.
Tough. Yeah.
And so, like, that plays into it, but their own line's not getting much for them to run through. Like, their running back's yards all came through catches in the air last night.
Mm. You know who stepped up, at least from the box score anyways? Again, I didn't watch this game, but Jerome Ford, the backup who came in for Nick Chubb, ended up having 106 yards on 16 carries.
He looked good.
Yeah, but then you got Deshaun Watson, you know, who obviously still hasn't reached that level that he was before getting suspended, but looks a lot better than he did last year. But Browns 1-1, Steelers 1-1. Kind of feels like neither one of these teams will be talked about. I still think the Bengals, you know, jump both of these teams, but maybe the Ravens stick with that number one spot in that division. But anything else from this game?
No, like I said, it was ugly offensively. It was hard to watch. Like, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense outscored their offense for the second straight week. That's gross. That's not good.
Yeah.
So they've got to figure it out. And the Browns, like, Watson was inconsistent. Mike Cooper looked good. Watson missed a couple throws that were at key moments. They're not shitty, but they're not good either.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's I told you about this before, and something that we started last week. We're going to do MVP of the week. And hopefully, by the end of the season, when we get to the actual MVP, we will have tallied up. You know, we will have picked the proper MVP from our MVPs of the week. So, who do you have for this last week, Hoop? Week two in the NFL.
My MVP will not be the MVP at the end of the year because the MVP has pretty much become a quarterback award.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last non-quarterback was Adrian Peterson.
Mm.
I think. I don't know for sure, but I'm gonna give it to Swift from Philly with the game he had on Thursday night. Short week, came out, huge stat line, really ran the ball well. So I'm gonna go with Swift.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 175 yards. And you know what's funny? So he had 175 yards, 28 carries, one touchdown, which is just like a stupid stat line. Do you want to guess how many yards he has on the year?
178.
Yep. That's crazy. But to be fair to him, I think he only got one carry in the first game, which is just weird. Like, that's like, you can't trust a Philly running back, because they just, I don't think they give a shit either. Like, Philly's like, yeah, we're not worried about this dude's numbers, but so it could be somebody totally different next week. But yeah, he had a great game in week two. And I'm gonna give the MVP of the week, and people are gonna be like, to my guy. We might have a running back in Washington, by the way. Brian Robinson Jr., 87 yards, two touchdowns. Got the 2-point conversion. Let me give you his 42 yards receiving. I'm just saying, it was exciting to watch him. I was very frustrated with him in the first quarter because he's the type of running back that I feel like he takes too long to find a hole. And, you know, that's what she said. I thought you were going to throw that in there. But he'll kind of be behind the line, tiptoeing a little bit. And if nothing opens up, then he just kind of falls forward. But
the old Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah. When he was very, very similar. Yeah. But man, goddamn, he looked good. He had a good week one too, but this will probably be the only week I can shout him out like that. Because Mike Evans was a close second, you know, with like 170-something yards receiving. But I'm going to give it to Brian Robinson. All right, there you go. Let's get into our picks for week three of the NFL season. Jesus, what's going on with my throat? All right, Thursday, Giants going to San Fran. San Fran at home is favored by 10.5. What do you think?
I'm actually going to say 49ers cover that. Like, the Giants looked so bad week one, and then they didn't play good against the Cardinals at the gate. I don't think San Francisco is going to let them come back like Arizona did. So I'm going to say San Francisco, and I'll even say they win by more than 11.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think, and especially with no Saquon Barkley in this game, I think the Giants are screwed. I think it's going to be ugly. And yeah, I'll go with San Fran to cover that. Colts-Ravens in Baltimore. Baltimore's favored by 8. What do you think?
I'm going to say the Ravens win, but the Colts will cover the 8. I think the Colts will find a way. And if Minshew's probably getting the start with concussion protocol, usually you're out at least a game, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on Minshew, you know, I'm a fan of his, but I don't think the Colts eventually can pull off a win in Baltimore.
Yeah. I kind of feel, yeah, I don't think they can get the win either. I kind of feel like very similar I agree with you. And the reason being is that I just don't think that the Baltimore offense is super good. Like, I know we were hoping for Zay Flowers to be special, and it's still early in the season. But Dobbins obviously out for the rest of the year again. So they kind of rely on Gus Edwards. Lamar is Lamar. I think this is more like a 7-point win for Baltimore. So I'll say Colts cover there. Titans go into Cleveland to play the Browns. Cleveland's favored by 3 at home.
I'm gonna say the Titans win. Yeah, I don't really have any confidence in that pick at all, but I'll say the Titans.
Well, I think so too. And also with no Nick Chubb, I mean, the thing that's good, the Cleveland defensive line could win this game.
Yeah, for if they the get Browns. After Tannehill, they can cause a problem.
Yeah, but I just think, I don't know, I think I'm going to go with the Titans. I just think the offense of the Browns is going to be hurting. Broncos go into Miami for potentially Russell Wilson's last game as a starter, Jared Stidham in week 4, to play the Dolphins. Dolphins are favored by 6.5 at home.
Dolphins cover.
Yeah, yep, I'm right there with you, and I don't think we really need to go into why. It's just Denver doesn't look great. Patriots go into New York to play the Jets. On the road, the Pats are favored by 2.5.
I'm gonna say that the Jets win. I think they rely more on the running game this week. I don't think the Patriots have like a potent offense, so they won't score a whole lot. Mm-hmm. Keep the game a little bit lower scoring and closer. And I think if the Jets lean on the run game, I'll say that Zach Wilson doesn't totally shit the bed, but if he does this week, then they're definitely bringing in a vet Russell of some Wilson. Kind. No. Phillip Rivers is going to leave his 11 kids at home and come out of retirement. Something like it's going to be something like that where they'll get somebody else in there, because the Jets can't flounder the whole season hoping just because Rodgers got hurt.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, we even saw the report this week that Rodgers is like, it's possible because he had a different kind of Achilles surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be absolutely crazy.
Oh, like, hell yeah.
I can't imagine mentally overcoming a popped Achilles.
No.
You know, 3 months later and be like, I'm good to go. What?
Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't make sense. I'm going to go with the Pats in this one. I think they get their first win. They're a pretty solid team. Their defense is good. Now, their offense isn't great by any means, but I think they'll be able to do just enough to win this game. So I will take them to cover because I, you know, assume they're going to win by like three. So, God, this is going to be rough. All right. The Bills go into Washington to play the Commanders. Bills on the road are favored by 6.5.
I'm going to say the Bills win. And I'm going to say they cover. I'm going to say they win by 7. So, like, they'll cover that.
Yeah.
All due disrespect to your team.
I think so, too. I think, you know, the Commanders will get a turnover or two on Josh Allen, but still, I think, yeah. God, it's the fucking Bills, you know? What do you do? What do you do? Just try to show up and play good, I guess. But, yeah, I'm with you. Bills probably by a touchdown. Falcons go into Detroit to play the Lions at home. Detroit's favored by 3.
I'm going to say the Lions cover that. The Falcons are okay. They're not great, but they're not good. They're not shitty. They're just kind of there. Mm-hmm. But I think the Lions will play better, and it's in Detroit, so I think they give a better home showing this week and win.
Yeah, I think so too. One thing to note, I'm not sure how long Montgomery's out, but I do know he's injured, so I'm not sure if he'll be back for this game or if he's out a couple of weeks. But all right, Saints go into Green Bay to play the Packers. Packers are favored by 2 at home. Your Green Bay Packers against the Saints. What do you think?
I'm going to say because we think that the Saints' defense is good, that the Saints will win and the Saints will cover that 2.5 you said.
Oh, Green Bay's favored by 2.
Oh, yeah, then the Saints. I'm actually going to say the Saints win because their defense. If Green Bay is able to win, we're going to need to see more from Love, and the defense is going to have to keep it up for 4 quarters.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Saints as well. I don't know, man. I don't feel great about Derek Carr on the road anywhere, but, you know, I think that the rest of the offense is good enough to get that win. So Texans go into Jacksonville to play the Jags. Jags at home favored by 9.5.
I think Jaguars win, but I'm going to say the Texans cover, but I think the Jags do win.
I think the Jags are going to get back on like the way the Jags should look, how a lot of us think they should look anyways. I think they're going to win I think it's a 2-touchdown game. To be honest with you. So I'm going to go Jaguars to cover that. Chargers-Vikings in the game of somebody's got to win, right? Right? Somebody's got to win this game. Right now it's a pick 'em. So who do you think wins this game?
I'm going to say it's in Minnesota. I'm going to say the Vikings win. I don't trust Brandon Staley. I don't trust the Chargers. And until he's gone, I can't put myself through that kind of pain. So, and it's during the day, so Kirk Cousins won't lose.
Yeah.
Even though he threw for like 370 last week or whatever, it was prime time and he still lost. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't his fault, but they still lost. And so he catches jokes, but so I'm going to go Vikings.
Yeah, I am with you on that. Poor Chargers, man. Panthers go into Seattle to play the Seahawks. Seahawks at home are favored by 6.
Panthers. Or sorry, Seahawks.
Whoa, I was like, what?
No. In Seattle, Seahawks cover.
Yeah, yep, agree. Dallas goes into Arizona to play the Cardinals. Dallas is favored by 12.
Dallas and they cover.
Listen to me, okay? I said this.
Week 2.
I said this when we were covering week 2. Dallas is going to win this game. Cardinals are going to find a way to cover. I'm going Cardinals. Yikes. It just feels like that's what they are. They are who I think they are. They're covering. Okay. This is going to be one of those games where Dak throws 2 picks. And I know Chacon's listening to us now.
When is he throwing a pick? He hasn't thrown a pick all year. It's fucking GDPR.
Shut up. Okay. Don't call me, Chacon. Don't call me when you hear this. They're going to cover. Dallas is going to win. It's going to be a 10-point win for the Cowboys. But that still means Arizona covers.
It does, and I think the Cowboys win by plenty more than that. Yeah. How, like, catching Zach Wilson on the Jets, the Giants playing as poorly as they did week 1, And then the Cardinals, like, this might be the easiest three-game stretch in NFL history.
Yeah,
like they just got blowout after blowout.
Yeah. Let's talk about blowouts. The Bears go into Kansas City to play the Chiefs.
Whatever the line is, the Chiefs cover, whatever it is.
It's 13. Yeah. I'm with you.
I'm still taking it.
Pretty sure they cover.
I'm still taking the cover on that. And if you want interceptions, tune in to watch Justin Fields throwing the guys with arrowheads on their helmet.
Sunday night, we are blessed with another Steelers primetime game. And this time it's against the Raiders. Oh, God. What more do you want on a Sunday night? I know what I won't be watching. Vegas at home is favored by one.
I'm gonna take the Steelers in this one. I think their defense is going to get after Jimmy G. And I think the secondary. Now, Minka Fitzpatrick went out last night, and that will hurt the back end for him. If he's not unable to go, because the Steelers still do have Devontae Adams, or the Raiders have Devontae Adams, but I'm going to say the Steelers win.
I am too, just because I don't like picking the Raiders for anything, because they always go again. But yeah, I'll go with the Steelers. Once again, we get two Monday night games because why not, I guess. I don't know.
Because NFL needs more money. And so some TV network is paying them some absurd amount to just put two trash ass games on television.
We got two undefeated teams starting on early on Monday night. Eagles go into Tampa Bay to play the Bucks. Philly on the road, favored by 5.5.
Historically speaking, Baker Mayfield had a big game this week. He's about to shit the bed on Monday Night Football. He's not going to have back to back big games like that. It's what he does. And the Eagles defense, their D-line will get after him. They'll need their secondary to be healthier, but I still think the Eagles win.
Yeah, I think so too. This will be a game where, again, we get Mike Evans, 140 yards, touchdown. And yeah, I'm going to go Eagles. Eagles, this feels like a 7-point win minimum. But then watch, like, the Bucks are going to win this, and we're going to be like, fuck, Bucks are for real.
Yeah.
The other Monday night game in a rematch from Super Bowl 2 years ago now. I don't know. My years are all messed up. But yeah, Rams go into Cincinnati to play the Bengals.
Yeah.
Bengals at home, needing a win for sure, are favored by 2.
I'm going to say the Bengals. And this is going to be like, hey, they've got to figure it out.
Right.
And so, like, they're going to start to be like, look, we have to. They'll find a way. They'll win. It might be an ugly win, but they'll take it at this point. When you're over, you'll take anything you can get. So I'm gonna say the Bengals win. Now, if they look like shit again, it might be time. But
yeah,
they can always turn around and blame Chacon for picking them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm gonna go with the Bengals. I think they get it figured out and get back to who they should be. Anyways. Okay, that's all, man. Week 3. Well, pretty soon, man, we're going to be in, like, week 14. We're going to be like, where the fuck did the season go? You know, but that's just how it is. Anything you want to say before we hop off?
No, but I mean, I'll say it again. Go Panthers, but that's my West Panthers.
Yeah.
Pat Skyline this week. Should be a blowout win for us. Goal is running clock by halftime, which in high school means we're ahead by 35 or more. If we don't get that, I'll say that we failed. That's how I feel about it.
Is there I saw this, like, maybe you sent it or I just saw it on, like, the Discovery page on Instagram, but is there a mercy rule? Like, because it says, showed something like IMG Academy 98-0.
They beat some academy up in Canada. Like, why is Canada even trying to play football?
My God, come on.
Yeah, it was 96-0 at halftime, and they stopped it. Now, that's a bit extreme, but that's what the 35-0 is. It's just running clock. It doesn't stop. Unless there's a timeout or an injury, it runs until you get within 21. So it's nice because you get done with that game by 9 o'clock. You're home by 9:30, and you're like, hey, that was a good Friday night, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
But we yeah, we should be all right. We battled that St. Francis team on Friday, you know, lost 6-21 to a national powerhouse. No shame in that.
Mm. Dang.
You can find clips of that all over Instagram. Jeez. Like their quarterback went crazy. He's going to Oregon.
Wow. Their
corner. I talked to him after the game. He's like, oh, I'm deciding between Auburn and LSU. Bro, what?
Wow. Wow. Solid yeah. options.
I was like, bro, I was like, how old are you? You look 27.
Yeah. Laugh. Dang. Speaking of Oregon, who you got, Oregon or Colorado?
Oregon. This is the most talented team that Colorado's going to have seen this year. And as big a Coach Prime fan as I am, Travis Hunter's out for at least 3 weeks because yeah. he lacerated his liver. Jesus. On that cheap shot from the yeah. Colorado State kid. You can't go down a DB of that caliber against a team like Oregon. Now, maybe they find a way to keep it close. But I just think Oregon, because they've got Oregon and USC back-to-back.
Right. Tough.
So Colorado comes back down to earth these next 2 weeks, but then they get Arizona State and I think Stanford after that. Mm. And so they get to pick it right back up and get two more wins against two shitty teams.
The future ACC the job, team, Stanford.
Yeah. Right. But Coach Prime's doing his thing over there in Colorado because they were the worst program in college football last year, and to have yeah. College game day there week three, and the atmosphere there is crazy. Like that, I went to a game there with Ethan when Utah played out there probably 3 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
Now it was cold and snowy a little bit, but that place was empty.
Oh,
it was
yeah,
not even half full. And so the electricity back in that area is, it's awesome to see. And Prime is that dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. He's got me watching, a lot more college.
I said, I want to buy a pair of those sunglasses that he was giving out on game day too. Those
Bro,
gold
talk
blenders.
About it. Yeah.
I'm not a sunglasses guy, but you see me rocking them, mind your business.
You see me rocking them, don't talk to me, okay? Cool. All right, man. Well, thank you very much. Probably have you back on in, 2 weeks? I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the schedule.
Sounds good. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, man. Appreciate you all listening this week. Have a great rest of your week. Enjoy some NFL games. Enjoy some college football, which, like I said, with Hoop, Deion Sanders actually has me watching. And I have two weddings to DJ this weekend. Jeez Louise, I'm gonna be tired. Anyways, much love to you all. Follow the pod on Instagram at the Will Wonder Pod. Follow me on Twitter at DJ Will Wonder. Threads at the Will Wonder Pod. Subscribe to the YouTube. See y'all next week. Peace.
This has been a March 15th Media production. Make sure to subscribe. Rate, review the Wheel Wonder Pod. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Peace out.